Have you ever moved through an entire day without really seeing it? You breathed, ate, worked, rested, spoke with people, looked at the sky, used your hands, heard sounds, and walked through God's world. But maybe it all felt ordinary. Maybe it felt like background noise. Christian gratitude growth begins by slowing down enough to notice that ordinary life is filled with grace. The Bible begins with creation. Genesis 1 tells us that God made the heavens and the earth, light and darkness, land and sea, plants and animals, and human beings made in His image. Again and again, God saw that what He made was good. Creation is not an accident. It is not meaningless. It is God's good gift. Psalm 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." That means the world around us is not just scenery. It is a place where God's generosity is on display. Gratitude for creation means learning to receive daily life as gift. Breath is gift. Food is gift. Shelter is gift. The warmth of sunlight, the strength to work, the comfort of rest, the beauty of a tree, the taste of bread, the sound of laughter, and the rhythm of a new morning are all signs that God is still giving. This does not mean life is easy. Creation is also groaning under the weight of sin, pain, loss, and frustration. But Christian gratitude does not require us to pretend the world is perfect. It invites us to notice grace, even in a world that is not yet fully healed. The Bible encourages this practice, and Ministry Sciences observes a similar pattern in human formation. What we repeatedly notice shapes what we become more able to see. If we only notice what is missing, wrong, or disappointing, our hearts can become trained toward resentment. But when we practice noticing ordinary grace, our attention is slowly renewed. So today, begin simply. Look at one ordinary part of your life and say, "Lord, this too is a gift. Your breath, your body, your meal, your home, your work, your time. Your ability to learn, your chance to begin again. What helps is slowing down, naming specific gifts, and connecting those gifts back to God. What harms is rushing through life as if everything good is owed to us, random or too small to matter. Christian gratitude opens our eyes. It teaches us to see creation not as something to consume, but as something to receive. Today, ask God for gratitude eyes. The world you walk through is already speaking of His goodness."